If Jimi Hendrix had lived, he would have turned 70 years old this fall. Seattle's Experience Music Project used that anniversary as an opportunity to mount a new exhibition about the legendary guitarist. KUOW's Marcy Silman toured the show and discovered some interesting facts about one of Seattle's most famous musical sons.
You probably know that Jimi Hendrix grew up in Seattle. He went to Garfield High School, and he's buried in a local cemetery. Seattleites celebrate Hendrix with bronze statues. We're even naming a park after him. But Jimi Hendrix did not make his musical reputation in his hometown.
You know, Hendrix is only here in Seattle until he was 17.
Jacob McMurray is senior curator at Seattle's Experience Music Project. McMurray organized the EMP's new Hendrix show. The curator says while Jimi Hendrix played in bands before he left Seattle, he wasn't well known, hardly a seasoned musician.
The transformation of Jimi Hendrix from, you know, just ordinary human to rock god, you know, happened in other places.
Mainly London, during a 9-month period between 1966 and 1967.
So one thing we wanted to try to do is really give the sense of what London would have felt like at the time. And so the gallery.
One of the first things
really
you see in the EMP show is one of Jimi Hendrix's jackets. It's gold colored with a bright pattern of orange and green flowers. McMurray says before Hendrix got to London, he was mostly a backup musician. He wore matching suits and he tried to blend in.
You know, the whole point was to be anonymous behind somebody like Little Richard. So when he gets to London, this whole idea that he can be as expressive as he wants to be, you know, it really starts defining his character.
Beyond the colorful clothes we've come to associate with Jimi Hendrix, the exhibition is filled with photographs, newspaper accounts of British performances, and copies of the Jimi Hendrix Experience's first London recording. Less than a year after he made this record, Jimi Hendrix returned to the States. He was one of the headliners at the Monterey Pop Festival. Hendrix only visited Seattle a handful of times after he left. His last visit was in 1970, the year before he died. The guitarist played for fans at the Old Sick Stadium. By then, the 26-year-old was celebrated worldwide as a musical innovator. EMP senior curator Jacob McMurray says that's the way we'll always remember him.
You know, if he hadn't passed away, I wonder if his legacy would be the same as it is now.
Jimi Hendrix would have turned 70 on November 27th. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.